Hola y buenas tardes. I'm Veronica Vilsi with Planeta Acela, here talking with Haley Dowdell. Haley, bienvenido.
Gracias.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. I live in Missoula, Montana. I'm a psychology student here entering my senior year. I have two dogs and I love to travel, and that's about it.
Yeah. So what do you hope for your intended future career?
I want to work in boarding schools for children that are around 14 to 18 years old, kids that can't make it through a mainstream high school, and help out in those facilities.
Nice. What kind of inspired you to follow that path?
My brother, he has been in programs for the last 3 years, and so I switched my major to psychology to do something to help out there.
So thinking back for when you signed up for the Spanish and psychology program, what did you hope to get out of it?
I really wanted to do, like, volunteer work with kids in schools and stuff, and we did do a lot of that. I wanted to get a little bit of Spanish knowledge. Living in Montana, there's just not a lot of diversity or culture. And so if I want to do therapeutic boarding schools, I knew that I needed at least a little bit of Spanish under my belt. So it was just to work with kids and learn the language a bit.
Yeah. And do you feel like you accomplished those things?
I do, yes. I thought it was a really good program.
So what was your Spanish level going into the program?
I took a few years in high school, but that was my last class was a sophomore in high school. It was like 8 years ago. So
Okay. Nothing.
I thought I would remember some of it. I went there and I did not.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself too, though.
Yeah.
Then throughout the program, how did you see your Spanish improve then?
The first 3 weeks was kind of a standstill because it was getting the rest of, refreshing my memory. And then the last, like once I hit that 3-week to 4-week month mark, I started to be able to understand people and I wasn't relying on my friends that had more Spanish when we were out to talk to the Peruvians. So once I hit that month mark, the last 2 weeks were a lot easier for me. I could speak a lot more.
So your program was 6 weeks, correct?
It was.
Do you feel like that was a good length of time?
Yeah, until I left, and then I was kind of wishing that it was 2 months or longer.
Yeah.
How
did you feel during those first 3 weeks then when you kind of felt like everything was standing still?
It was a little bit overwhelming, but I had peers that could speak Spanish, and so I ended up just not trying very hard in the first week or two because they could communicate, so I didn't need to. And that was a really bad outlook. And so once I got over that and really started to try, it became less overwhelming because people are so nice and happy and accepting that you are trying to just speak Spanish.
Good. So what types of volunteering were you able to do?
We went to a shelter the first week where children whose moms near can't afford places to sleep or just the necessities of everyday life. And then we did some schools and we would just help out in classrooms. We did homework with some kids. We went to a night school where we listened in on group therapy for children that have been brought into being like domestic workers, like nannies, and they were pretty young, so it was interesting to hear from them. Trying to think what else. We got to, I'm trying to talk about job shadowing now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We got to observe an hour of therapy with Ricardo, who was the psychologist that we were with the whole time, and he was working with a woman who has alcoholism, and that was pretty cool. And then we did a speech to a community Center for Women about drugs and alcohol use and how to detect that with their children.
When you did the presentation, was that them being aware of whether or not their kids were using alcohol?
Yeah, it's a pretty big problem in the place that we went to. And their kids just, you know, they leave really early in the morning to walk to school, and then they're, you know, the moms don't really know what they're doing. And it's a big problem and concern and worry for them. So we talked about how kind of to figure out maybe some warning signs that they're using, or how to deal with it when you know that they are.
Mm-hmm. What was the response you got from that community then for the presentation?
Oh, it was awesome. They were so happy. They're during the presentation, I can't even tell you how many questions they asked. I feel like we actually gave them information that they'll be able to use that was useful to them. Lots of hugs. They were very sweet women.
Did you feel comfortable in all those settings with the volunteer and then also the shadowing?
I felt comfortable. The only one that was a little bit hard for me was the presentation, because I don't speak a lot of Spanish. So I was really thankful that it was a group setting where we all kind of had our own parts. And I really wanted to be able to give, you know, the women better answers, and I couldn't really communicate that. So our group leader did it, but that was the only one that was a little bit difficult.
Okay. How did all of those opportunities impact you and going forward in your career path?
I think it just solidified my choice. I know that I want to work with kids, and I know that changing my major was the best thing that I could have done, and I want to continue doing things like that and hopefully traveling as well.
Yeah. So when you went to Lima for the program, did you go alone or did you know anyone else going?
I did not know anyone else going.
So how long did it take you to get to know your peers?
I walked into school the first morning, and I sat down, and the kid that was sitting next to me is actually from, goes to the same university as me. And then once you're in your classes, the teachers make you, like, talk and get to know each other. And we all kind of sat together. We did lunches the first day, and I felt like I had friends from the first day.
Mm-hmm. What did the school day typically look like for you?
We got up, I believe school started at 9. You had to get yourself there, walking or a taxi or whatever. And we would do our first class, which I'm trying to remember the exact length. I think it was like 2 hours. One's grammar and one was conversation class. Mm-hmm. I was in Spanish 101 and 102. We would have like a half an hour break in between classes, and then we'd get done at, I think, 12:40. And that was it. Then we would have our activities later that day.
Mm-hmm. What about your professor's teaching methods did you appreciate the most?
That they were very nice. They were willing to work at a slow pace. If you had questions, especially if you didn't know how to ask them in Spanish, which was my struggle, they were able to communicate in English back what they needed for you to learn. They were all so nice. I'm like friends with all of them on Facebook.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what were some of your most memorable trips or excursions you did?
The first weekend we went to Paracas and Ica. There's like an oasis out there, and we did like the sand dunes, and that was really fun. I had a lot of fun with that. We got to do the ocean. And what else? Oh, I went on a hiking trip to I think it's Cascada Juanano, and it was like a 3-mile hike up the mountains to a waterfall, and that was really cool. It was beautiful.
Was that organized by the school, or was that something you did on the side?
They like have a bulletin board of activities that you can do, and so I signed up like in the school, but it was a travel agency that brought it with us, so okay. I didn't have teachers or anything with me.
Mm-hmm. So I know you said you're from, you know, Montana without too much diversity. Did this program and just spending time in Peru change your worldview? And if so, how did it change that?
I've traveled a lot before. I've done like, so I went into it expecting like, you know, a lot of differences. I've been to Spanish-speaking countries before, so it wasn't a huge culture shock for me. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been blessed to grow up with a family that travels a lot. So,
yeah, that's a huge blessing. So how did the culture there compare to maybe like someone who's coming from your area? What are some things they should maybe be aware of?
People are, like, boundaries aren't the same. People, when you say hello, you don't shake hands, you know, you kiss, and that was the one thing for me that I never got used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very loud, the streets are, you know, crazy, and people drive like they're crazy. You can't just walk around or, like, rent a bike, really, that's hard to do. But everything was in walking distance from the school, so it didn't really matter. The host families were, like, you're kind of welcome into their family from day one. Other than it being kind of loud and crazy, people were super nice. I just wouldn't maybe go out when it's dark out. If you're by yourself, make sure you're with people.
Yeah.
A group of people. Because when we were there, we had a lot of people that just would, like, pickpocket you when you were out at, like, dinner, or if we went all out to, like, a bar or something. So being aware of that kind of stuff and just being vigilant.
Yeah. Studying abroad can be a very intimidating thing for some people. What encouragement would you have for someone who's considering this program?
That you're going to have a lot of responsibilities in your lifetime and things you can't get away from, and everyone says that they want to travel when they're older and they wish they'd done it when they're younger. And now's the time to do it. When you have things that you can walk away from for 6 weeks.
Yeah. And then how do you feel about like going into school now after doing this summer?
I feel like I have more of like knowledge about, like, we learn a lot about, like, inpatient and outpatient facilities and different kinds of therapies in my classes. And I feel like now I have a kind of a different outlook, because Peru is not at all like, you know, the United States, and they're a little more primitive. And so to be able to, like, understand that what we're learning about the United States isn't, that's not all that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to kind of be taught more and, like, maybe listen in a different way.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite Spanish word or phrase?
Oh, my gosh. we all would say en serio, which just means seriously. Everyone thought that was so funny because we couldn't understand a whole lot of stuff, and we just walk around being like, en serio? So I think that was my favorite. It just became a big joke with all of us.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much for your time, Haley. It was nice to hear about your program.
Yeah, thank you.